Good afternoon. Welcome to the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs. Call this meeting to order at 1:02 p.m. on Thursday, April 1st. We're in Gruenberg Room 120 in the state capitol here in Juneau. Present, we have Representative Story, Representative Klayman, Representative Tarr, and myself, Representative Tuck. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to conduct business. Just a reminder to please mute your phone and to speak close into the microphone, since we have our moderators handling this remotely. I want to thank Robin Stevens with House Records for documenting today's meeting, and Tom Raymond for moderating the meeting. Today's agenda includes consideration of House Joint Resolution 15, asking the U.S. Department of Defense to invest in the Port of Alaska. Joining us at the table in front of us here is Representative Fields and his staffer Emma Potter, and online we have Jim Jaeger, who is with us on when I say online, I mean in the Teams meeting behind us, and he's available to answer any questions about the Port of Alaska. He's the Director of Business Continuity and External Affairs. With that, Representative Fields, any further comments on your resolution?
Sure, Mr. Chairman. I could just try to answer some questions that came up at the last hearing. Captain, and thanks to my coworker Emma Potter for assembling this information. Captain Pulowski was listening to last hearing and wrote a letter to the committee that has more detail, but in summary, DOD is not looking at any other locations in Alaska, as the Port of Alaska is the most viable way to receive freight, equipment, fuel, cement, and other materials needed by DOD, and that is recognized in DOD quarterly reports that affirm the port's ability to continue to support their mission and continue to be essential to supporting their mission. And that was the question that Representative Nelson had asked about. Representative Nelson had also asked, sort of from a, for a perspective from DOD, and according to Lieutenant General Crum, commander of the Alaska Command at J-Bear, the Port of Alaska is the largest single point of throughput for military cargo in the state, including 50 million gallons of military aviation fuel that comes annually into the port. And according to Lieutenant General Crum, as the Arctic grows in geopolitical importance, the Port of Alaska also grows in importance to supply our bases. Finally, in response to your question, you had asked what was the funding going back about a decade, and since 2012, there's been about $250,000 in funding. Or sorry, $250 million, $250 million.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Okay, before we take public testimony, do we have any further questions? Okay, with that, I'm going to go ahead and open up public testimony. Public testimony is open to HJR 15. Is there anyone in the room that would wish to testify? Seeing nobody in the room to testify. Anyone online? Seeing nobody and hearing nobody online, I will now close public testimony. We don't have any amendments before us. Any other questions or any final comments?
I make one. Oh,
Representative Story.
Thank you, Chair Tuck. Through the chair, Representative Fields, thank you for getting this information. It was important. I appreciated the people who took time to mail the committee and give us this information. So thanks.
Thank you. Any further from committee members? Final closing comments.
In closing, I just want to thank Captain Pulowski. This resolution was his idea. He did a bunch of the research. He's worked on it through the Port Commission. So a lot of the time, your constituents, neighbors, or in this case, neighbor in a district to the south, had a good idea. So thanks, Captain Pulowski.
All right, excellent. May I have a motion, Representative Tarr?
Yes, Chairman Tuck, I move that we report CS for House Joint Resolution 15. That's Work Order 32-LS0412/B from the committee with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note.
Hearing and seeing no objection. Without objection, committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 15 moves to the House Special Committee from the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note. And that concludes the business that we have today in Military and Veterans Affairs. We will not have any meetings next week just because we don't have anything before us. At that time, we'll take up a new bill on the following Tuesday after next week. And that's at April 13th, and the bill would be House Bill 144 to create Alaska Military's Affairs Commission. So please stick around to sign the committee report. We are now adjourned at 1:07.
Great.